There we go. I'm good.
Have you guys talked to Christian yet?
No.
Yeah.
How do you like Mexico?
I like it a lot. I was just back there. I went to Morelia to a film festival, and I'd stopped in Mexico City first because I wanted one of my sons and my wife to see some of Mexico City, and then we drove cross country to the film festival. Yeah. I love it there. Hopefully I'll be working there again.
What parts of Mexico did you go?
I don't know where they took me. We were based in the city, in Mexico City, and then we would drive like an hour and a half, 2 hours sometimes, you know, I mean, to get the locations that he wanted. On the outskirts, so like in the suburbs, and then out like in little towns, little villages and stuff. Incredible. Yeah.
How's work with Christian?
He's very good. I didn't know his work. I had no clue about him. And I came into the project late. They were already filming, and then there was some kind of malfunction. And Michelle Franco came to me. He was producing this, and asked me if I would step in and help them out, and I did. But I was working. I'd met Gabriel, I think, because he was the producer of this West Lucia over in, and I wish I gave an award to in Cannes, and that's how I got to meet all these guys, you know. And so it was. Oh, I'm buzzing. That's right now. I'm not on telly. So it was. For me, it was a question of really. Reading the script, and if the script was any good, I would step in and do it. And it's incredible, beautifully written, very simple, but strange story. It's not what you expect at all.
No.
You know, even from the poster, it's not like this, you know.
We've been in a fair amount of movies that they look like they're going to be about something and they're not.
Yeah.
Do you like those kinds of movies?
I do, very much. And that was the case with this. I mean, and I think it's even the case with in the watching of it. I think for the first 45 minutes, it's a film about something else. You don't know what it's about, in fact. And then it turns. That's, for me, that's good storytelling. You know, I'm interested in that. But I remember that from Michelle's, from Despés de Lucia, where you really just didn't know what the film was about. I mean, when we went to see it as a jury, nobody was allowed to read about it. Nobody was allowed to know what it was about, just where it was from. And that was it. So we didn't even know what the subject matter was. So it really comes alive that way. And this is that similar kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, there's a couple of twists, like you said,
yeah,
in this film, because I don't want to give it away, but
yeah.
I mean, like the twist close to the ending.
Yeah.
Your character is kind of...
Yes. it's fairly brutal.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's a situation that he finds himself in, you know. I mean... there's lots of things that I didn't know about, which is why I didn't know about the trading guns, the smuggling guns across the border and into Mexico, and how easy that is to do, how easy it is to buy guns here, match that with the cartels. You have a real flammable situation. So I had no idea about that. All of that world, the gun show world, in gun stores, I had no idea. But then the film is about that, and it's about Gabriel was saying that the guns that they found in El Chapo's place were made in the States.
Oh yeah,
they were brought in from here. So it's that element of the world was incredible. But then it becomes about this kid's the misogyny within his family, the his burgeoning sexuality, and the relationship between these two people, and how that spins and how that changes. It's great. I mean, it's a great piece of writing, I think.
You're a big fan of films with social commentary or criticism like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're harder to make now. I mean, it's not that they're actually harder to make. It's harder to get them in the theatre.
Right.
Because, you've got Marvel Movie Central. And you can't get your foot in the door. So they end up on the festival circuit, and then they end up getting a few screens here and there, but it's very, very, it's a very difficult big challenge for these guys.
It certainly helps to win, right? Like in Berlin, first feature in the Panorama.
Yeah, it helps, but you know, this, again, you know, it's, really the toughest element is always distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the thing that first-time directors don't know. They don't know that that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that fight. You know, they've battled, they've got this far. You know, mm-hmm. and even if you win a prize, prizes, most people don't go to the festivals, you know. So it's an uphill struggle. It's always distribution, published in distribution.
So
also,
at least,
go ahead.
You were also a producer on the film. So,
yeah, I helped him get it made, you know.
Yeah.
And that I think that just so kind of helped.
Touching on what you said about first-time directors, what was it like interesting going in with this first?
I didn't have a problem with it. I never have a problem. I mean, I worked with Quentin when he was a first-time director. I never have a problem. Sometimes I'm working with directors who've done many films and they're awful. so it's I never worry about that. I already could tell from the script that there was somebody good coming along.
He co-wrote, right?
Yeah. And then when I met with him, I could tell it's not, you know, not a problem.
Awesome.
You know, but he grew up in films, really. He grew up with his father and so on. You know, this is his world. So, yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask your opinion, because you're talking about distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's video on demand, which,
yeah, which
is great.
It always, we will end up in that world. But, you know, that does give you some hope for these films. And because Gabriel, Michel Franco, all these guys are taking on big subjects, difficult subjects, that aren't necessarily commercial, but they will find a home on Netflix or wherever, you know.
And plus, like, some of these, like, an art house movie or
mm-hmm.
whatever might only be seen in New York and L.A.,
yeah.
But if it's on video on demand,
yeah, what you want,
anywhere.
Yeah, you want to get a couple of cities and then, you know,
right,
buck yourselves out. But the thing is, there's nothing better than going to the cinema, seeing it on a big screen with a group of strangers, that
right.
The whole... you know, notion of cinema, that's what it's about. And it's very, very hard to achieve now. Except at festivals, but
right.
Beyond that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the film, we see that it's very easy to buy guns.
Yeah.
What do you think about the gun control?
There isn't any.
Do you support more control?
Oh, yeah. I would like some. It's terrifying. But it's just a huge... It's money. It's like cars. But actually, you know, it probably kills as many people. But it's a massive business, and you're beyond the reach of regulation. I think it's going to be very hard to have any meaningful gun control in this country. Yeah.
Yesterday was another shooting in.
There's one every day.
Yeah.
Every day, as many every day.
Right.
There's a counter. I think it's in the Guardian on their website where they're trying to count how many people are killed in America. So it was a very hard thing to. But we're already in thousands, in the multiples of thousands in this new year, and we're only just at the end of January.
Yeah.
So it's a huge deal.
Yeah, Chicago alone had thousands last year.
It's extraordinary. It's lawless.
With this role, what part of what do you have any favorite part that you enjoyed?
In this?
Yeah.
I kind of enjoyed the whole ride. The Mexican end of it, I preferred. I mean, Arizona doesn't really do it for me. Bless them. I've got family live out there, and that was nice. But I liked I didn't know Mexico apart from the tourist enclave over there. So it was a very interesting experience for me. So I loved all of that. The actual filming of it was very simple. It was very, very easy. It was all well structured, well thought out. The technicians were terrific, and we kind of moved. We had to move quite fast to make it, but it was a lot of it is just me and Christian,
right.
Not talking.
No, it was. Were you afraid, like, you know, because of the reputation Mexico has?
No, we've got that in London. No, we don't. Yes, I'm. I was fascinated by it. For me, it's like one of the things that the acting did for me from the very beginning. I'd never been out of England, you know, because we couldn't afford to. And then when acting happened, I got to travel. So one of the things that is one of the best things to come out of acting is seeing different countries and meeting different cultures and stuff. As much as you can, because you're kind of in a protected circus, traveling circus when you're doing films. But even so, it was a lot of fun. I loved it there. I want to try and get back to Morelia as well. I like that festival. It's incredible. And that's where you get to see these films.
Are you ready to do another film with Gabriel?
Yeah. Yeah, it may happen. It may well happen. Me and Michelle have been talking about his next thing. I think I'm probably just going to produce that. I'll work on that in some fashion as a producer. With Gabrielle, we've been talking since the beginning. Then, but there's also, Lorenzo now and Vigas and all these people are coming up. There's this whole new wave of Latin American filmmakers that want to take on difficult topics, and that's always interesting to be involved in. You know,
so
hopefully I'll work with them again. I hope so.
What will be about this new film? Do you know?
No, I'm not saying. I know what he's up to. I know what both of them are doing, what Michelle and Gabriel are planning. But Gabriel's in the middle of his kind of research period and starting to write. Michelle has written his first draft, is writing his second draft. And Gabriel's might be shot in America, but Michelle's is back in Mexico. So... They'd be back and forth.
Christian has made the rounds, well, his films anyway have made the rounds in festivals.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Sin Nombre, for example?
Yeah, I like his work. He's very subtle. I did not know what to expect with this guy. And I've seen the stuff since working with him. And he's very, very good. He's doing a television miniseries thing right now, which sounds really... really strange.
Yeah, I think he does work with Azteca in Mexico.
Yeah. There's so much good stuff happening now. Yeah.
And what's next for you?
Oh, blimey. I don't know. Well, actually, that's probably why my phone's buzzing. I might be going out to New York to do something, but I'm not sure if about that. But definitely going to shoot in Scotland... for London. It's going to be really difficult to do a thing that's about a serial killer that was who was in England in the 40s and 50s. It's very, very creepy. And then, but it'll be all right. We'll get through it. And then I'm going to go to, I think I'm going to go to Colombia to shoot a film there with a very talented group of young filmmakers. So I'm going to head down and do that after Scotland. And that one's about a con man. It's very funny. It has that kind of magical realism quality to it too. About a man who's pretending to be a priest, but he's conning his way through the countryside in Colombia, who also is with a young girl who becomes part of a con man team. It's kind of fun. It's
all
good script.
Independent films.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask, you're part of the Quentin Tarantino family now. You've been in a few of his films.
Yeah.
Is it to the point now where he's like, I have a role for you, and you're like, yeah, or...
Well, anyone who... I can't imagine turning a role down that comes out of Quentin. It would be so strange. But, if you just hope that he has something in mind for you. And sometimes he does, and sometimes he does. It's usually... his leading man is Sam. That's the guy that he finds that they have an affinity for each other. So, but we come and we go. And like I say, and I think he's only going to do two more. I think he's finished.
Really?
Yeah, he's wanted to get to 10 and call it quits, and then do other things.
Might want to jump in there then.
Yeah.
He's. If we can, we will. We're all the guys on Hateful Eight. Some were new, and then some had been with him for a while. So it was everything is a kind of a reunion every day.
We were just talking about Hateful Eight.
One of the things we were saying that there's one thing about Quentin. He knows how to get some great performances out of his actors.
Well, he writes first of all, they're on the page. If you can understand his rhythms, his musical rhythms within the language that he puts down, you're off already you're ahead of the game. And then his directing is incredible on set. It's minuscule detail and then charged with a lot of fun, chaos. It's an incredible time.
The film was beautiful to watch.
It's beautiful. It's fun. It's, I think it's very funny. So.
I always felt bad for Jennifer Jason Leigh because I'm like, all that testosterone, was she going crazy or what?
Like, he loved it. He loved it. The thing about Jen is she's Jen, and Jen's very quiet. She's quite quiet. And her and Kurt had this, you know, because they're chained together for the whole of the film, they had this wonderful relationship, and they still do. We all do. We're all constantly texting each other. We have a group text that goes all around the world. We check in. I know Kurt's in Berlin right now. They're just showing the film right now. It's opening in Germany. And they just got in from Australia. Where's Jen? Jen's here. Yeah, Jen's here. So I'm working with her for a bit. Then Walt's here. Just got back. You know, so we're all keeping an eye on each other.
You a football fan? You follow the Prem?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your team?
Unfortunately, Manchester United.
Ah, we're not doing so well.
No. And I bet Chelsea are really not doing well.
Arsenal lost just recently.
So. Yeah, but they're going to... I think they might get it. Yeah. They always get... They're almost... I mean, they've done it once.
Think it was a mistake to let Chicharito go?
I think it was time.
You think so?
Yeah.
He wasn't getting a play, right?
The Sanchez is back on.
Yeah.
And that was cool.
Yeah.
I like that guy. I don't know where he's from. That they've got at Crystal Palace. Picat, is that his name? He's just this brand new kid.
Have you been catching Vardy's streak?
Uh-oh.
From Leicester City?
No.
No, he
good.
He set the record.
It's all degenerated football conversation. That's brilliant.
The most consecutive goals in the Prem. I think he beat, he got to 13, was it? Something like that.
Gotta love it.
Yeah,
I just shot in Liverpool. I just did a film in Liverpool. Man, so you've got Manchester United, you've got Liverpool, you've got Everton.
Well, the Jurgen Klopp is definitely making waves.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll give him a budget this year.
Yeah, they might. They might.
Yeah, what advice can you give to a young actor that is going to start right now?
Because I didn't come up formally in any way, I didn't train in any way. But I never, whenever somebody said no to me, I always thought that they were wrong and I was right. And I think you do need that kind of stubbornness, and you need that kind of belligerence, and when you, especially at the beginning. It's tough. There's not many jobs out there for actors anyway. And to get to a point where you have can make a decent living, even it's very rare. It's very, very hard to do. So you have to be strong.
Last question, please.
Well, to follow up on that, I figured there'd be more acting opportunities out there now since there's so many more, TV stations. And
think about how many actors there are.
Right.
You know, I mean, but people really, really, really want to do that. You know, and there's a lot of great actors that I've worked with who just never made it. Never ever made it, and you know that's more common. So you have to have I think you almost have to have a sort of belligerent naivety. You just end a determined streak, and then see what happens. And then the other one is to know when to quit if you can't do it. If you get to the point where you can't do it, know to get out and get a job because it'll kill you.
What will be your message for your character?
From my character?
From the to the audience. What would you...
Oh, that's a Gabrielle question.
Okay.
Yeah. We were discussing how it could ever be colder, the ending. You know, the ending's so cold.
Yeah.
It's so brutal. But the...